coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Claude Balls! And now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spank Wagon Radio, Claude Balls and Trencher!
Right, thank you very much, Cheeto.
Yes, Cheeto. Yeah.
Man, 10 o'clock, Thursday night.
You know what that means.
It's time for...
reruns of Seinfeld on Superstation.
Or...
You know what, I can't think of anything else clever to say to throw you off track, so of course it has to be Spank Wagon Radio.
Hello, Claude. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, Trench?
You know, I could be better.
We all could.
We all could. But, you know, other than that, you know, today we at work, and right now I'm really not liking work. They're pushing through all these Microsoft updates to protect us from the virus du jour, upgrade du jour.
Yes, I already talked with MIS
We've watched
today,
all sorts of machines crash all over the building today.
Really?
Yeah, because people like me who are impatient and thinks it's stalled out during the install... hit the reboot switch.
Ah.
Our fucking machine, hurry up.
You know what? It's actually,
I don't take any patience with those machines.
I already talked to somebody from MIS right there for the installs right there, and nobody told me what secret install was.
Yeah.
So I had this secret install thing popping up on my computer. In task.
Why'd you do that?
Of course, you know what's really funny?
Yo.
They scanned my computer right there.
Uh-huh.
Clean.
Of course. Of course.
Suavecito, though, man. Mad props to him.
Mad props?
Yeah, Suavecito thought he had the virus. Ended up going to a web page and had a banner ad that popped up and did a full screen population, like when you hit F11.
Yeah.
Said, protect your computer from the internet now, and gave like an English message.
Oh, nice.
Thought he was infected. Was a fucking pop-up ad.
Nice. And he got... this is a tech support guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's classic.
That's good, though. I mean, that's...
He's been ridiculed about that all week. Today.
Nice.
People are like, Suavecito, your computer back up again, huh? Get the virus again, huh?
Anytime a pop-up or a banner ad. Hey, look at that little bit of a virus.
That's
just a pop-up virus. That's a pop-under virus. Those are evil.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget that banner virus.
Shit, man.
That's nice. So, obviously, of course, from our message boards. Hey, hello out there. Everybody listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Of course. That's the only place you can find it. You can't find Spank Wagon at goatsea.cx. You can't find Spank Wagon at rotten.com.
No, you can't even find Spank Wagon at FARC.
No, you can't.
You can only find it here at Spank Wagon.
It doesn't matter.
Well, you can find it at Shoutcast,
yeah, of
technically,
course.
When we're broadcasting.
But it's better to go here. And besides that, even if it was on FARC, you couldn't find it.
Really?
That's you can't true. Find shit
yeah,
on FARC.
You're an idiot, because I could find stuff on FARC without a problem.
FARC is horrible, dude.
I'm not being... Well, yeah, I am being mean, but yeah, you can find stuff on FARC without
FARC
an issue.
Might as well do all their Photoshops in ANSI, okay?
Hey, that'd be cool.
No, it wouldn't.
I should suggest that. An ANSI Photoshop contest.
Yeah. Doesn't matter, because one, you'll steal from me, and Drew Curtis will steal from you.
Yeah.
So.
That is true, but, you know, I'm not a flagrant thief like other people are out there. Oh, John. So... Hey, real quick, if you are listening out there, Spank Wagon Radio, and you are out there and listening, did I just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Redundancy.
I'm going to remit.
It's called redundancy. I'm backing myself up.
Yeah. I'm going to reminisce about that. I don't know when, but it's going to come.
It's going to hit. Hey, you remember when. If you're out there listening, three times! Chat with us over at the irc.slashnet.org. Our room is Spank Wagon. We're pretty freaking clever.
That's right.
If you're out there. Yeah, we need... Chazad just wrote on there. Just as I was saying, we need to get more motherfuckers up in this IRC. damn straight. Damn fucking straight.
Yeah.
Especially later on, because it's going to suck if we announce our contest winners and none of them are here.
Yeah, that's
right. Because we've got a contest tonight. We've got the payout for the contest we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
It was for the...
Kick-ass contest.
Now, this is appropriate. It's the kick-ass contest, spank wagon style.
Of course.
And this contest was the lame-ass reason not to tune in to Spank Wagon Radio. I mean,
really?
You had to give us some of your lamest motherfucking reasons.
I think the lamest fact was the amount of entries, but that's okay.
That was also lame. So, yeah, you know what? It I don't know what it
but
is.
There
people
is a
love
winner.
Listening to us.
Yes.
And they're going to love what I have to say later that
I
we're rolling
so.
Out next week.
Right on.
Next week, it's going to be one of the best things we've ever done for the wagon, but we'll talk about that later.
Right on, brother.
I was seriously debating. Actually, I forgot to ask you, did you want to have any input on it? But I said, fuck it, and I'll explain why here in a little bit.
I think if it's what I think it is, you've already gotten my input on it.
Yeah, and we're going to do it. It's going to be awesome, because it's going to be what everybody's been wanting. And if anybody bitches to me, I will personally... think about flying out there to kick their ass wherever they are in the country. Because hey, who needs everyone needs a vacation.
Sure,
just do a little ass kicking and go get myself a Mai Tai in a root beer mug. Got to keep it kind of on that level, you know.
I'm honestly contemplating right now.
Think about that.
Is that a movie quote?
It might be.
Mai Tai in a root beer mug.
No, it's what happened to you in Hampton Roads, Virginia.
Oh yeah,
you had the Mai Tai in the root beer mug.
Jesus Christ.
So we got that to cover. Got a few news articles and everything we want to cover and talk about.
Because I was thinking They Live, you know, like I'm here to chew bubblegum and
kick ass. Kick ass, right. You know, obey, consume, you know.
Yes, Roddy Piper's finest work.
That movie was a great movie.
I'm not mocking
Roddy
it,
Piper
man.
Or not, that movie
was great. Roddy Piper.
It was a John Carpenter film,
yes.
If I remember correctly.
That's right.
One of his only really good ones. I mean, he makes like a ton of films. Mm-hmm. You know, like Escape from New York was okay.
I like Escape from New York pretty good. L.A.
L.A. sucked.
L.A. wasn't bad.
Come on.
It was
Snake Plissken to Live had to shoot 10 baskets opposite end of the courts in less than a minute.
Yeah, I know. It was more like... And in addition, it was more like Escape from Cameo Hell.
Oh, it was.
Fair enough, okay. You even had Skolnick as a fucking skinhead.
Yeah, you had Skolnick as a skinhead. And,
what's that dude from MTV Sports?
Dan Cortez.
He was in it, too.
And Bruce Campbell was in it.
Yes.
And,
Bruce Campbell is pretty cool, though.
Bruce Campbell's
surgeon
always
general
very cool.
Of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Although John Carpenter has had his flops, too.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Ghosts of Mars.
Ghosts of Mars. That was one of his biggest
budget. Fucking gads.
Biggest budget he's ever had. You can actually tell his films from anyone else's because his films are shot with the grainiest of cameras. I swear to God, Panavision gives him the fixer-uppers to shoot his films with.
No, Ghosts of Mars didn't look like that at all.
Nope.
But it was a waste of fucking time. Ghosts of Mars was playing in the background one night. Well, it was literally middle of the night on my vacation while I was doing some shit online.
Right.
And I would glance over at it occasionally. It was fucking absolutely horrid.
How bad?
Okay. A ghost escapes from a tomb.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, possesses its spirit. How one ghost can possess multiple people at once, I'll never know. But its spirit takes over Martian miners.
Supernatural, you have to kind of.
Okay. And then on top of that, they not only being possessed or influenced, they automatically A, speak another language, and B, start self-ritual mutilation in certain patterns, and then just violently kill anyone and everyone out there.
So it sounds like he tried to attempt
to... With the shittiest of all endings.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Worse than Scooby-Doo? No, actually, Scooby-Doo had a good ending.
It's what, Scrappy-Doo?
Yeah, that was great.
That's great, yeah. No, fucking horrible. However, I will say one thing, man. Ice Cube is a fine action actor.
He's been in a few, like Anaconda and stuff like that. It wasn't too,
too
bad.
You know what? Anaconda fucking sucked, okay? I never saw it, but I can tell you it fucking sucked. I didn't like the premise of, you know, him being the fucking homeboy from the hood in the middle of the Amazon. It sucked. Mm-hmm. I thought he was really fucking good in Ghost of Mars because it was like a thing of where he's like a rogue fucking thug.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Hey.
Scrapping his way, making his living.
Well, I mean, look at this. Like Barbershop. Barbershop was a great film.
Barbershop was fucking hilarious.
Barbershop was a great film. I will say the first Friday was a great film.
Never seen the Friday films.
Yeah, the Friday films were okay. Barbershop, I saw bits and pieces. And everything I saw just had me chuckling
Barbershop
and laughing
was pretty damn good.
Yeah. One movie I think I'm going to go see this weekend, actually. You want to talk about horror films like John Carpenter. John Carpenter makes suspense horror films. The only thing he's missing is the fact that not a lot of his... His film style is usually saved for the made-for-TV or made-for-video films. You know, if he just threw in more boobs, and I'm not talking like Adrian Barbeau boobs. I'm talking like, you know, worse. Like we're talking...
You don't like Adrian Barbeau?
You know what? Adrian Barbeau, she just looked too old.
And what's funny is when you see her in those old movies right there, you know, she's not that fucking old. But the hair fucks her up real bad.
Yeah, the hair makes her look granny. Because,
it
you know...
It does. But you know what? She finally got over that too late, you know?
Yeah. I saw her in Jimmy Kimmel. The Jimmy Kimmel Show, and she was on there because they were being... It was like something for Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
And Adam Carolla, like, you know, that's his... That's, like, the posters on his wall are Adrian Barbeau posters, like,
really?
Sort of thing. So he sat there, and during the whole thing, he was holding her hand and hugging on her and everything like that.
Yeah, see, I didn't know what her hairstyle was on that, but
normal.
I actually saw where she finally had normal hairstyle.
I didn't recognize her. It was so different.
Yeah, but I saw her when she was trying to, like, you know... And it was not real, of course. It was in the show, but on the Wayans brothers when she was trying to, you know, get with Sean Wayans.
Nice.
It was kind of scary, old white lady. It was almost cliché-ish.
But
that's somebody who fucking didn't change their style in time.
Nope.
And one hairdo ruined an entire fucking possibly potentially good acting career.
Yeah, I mean, because she had the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she come on. She Everyone actually, from that era knows
she was the
Adrian
white
Barbeau's tits.
She was
Karen
the white
simple.
Pam Grier.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
She was. But then again, Pam Grier also fizzled, but hey, that's another story altogether.
No, that's not totally true. Quentin Tarantino came along.
Yeah, one movie. What did one movie do so far?
Brought her back in the spotlight. She did that photo shoot with Snoop Dogg.
Thank you. You just kind of settled it all right there, okay? Kind of went, eh.
I like Jackie Brown.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a great movie. And so, you know, and from what I saw. Because, you know, my problem with watching movies, and I'll admit this, I will watch half an hour. Mm-hmm. I will watch 10 minutes. I will watch another 5 minutes. You know, that's all I get to watch of films. If
fucking
the film's really good, I'll go out of my way and get it.
Fucking remind me of Gilbert, dude.
You know?
Fucking the first time I was ever... I was always raised, if the movie's bad, just watch it anyway because you spent money renting it. You have too much fucking time invested already.
Yeah.
Gilbert was the first person I ever saw. I was like, this fucking sucks. Fast forward, dude. And it was the shittiest movie I've seen today.
What movie?
Star Crystal.
Exactly.
Star Crystal.
I've never heard of it. Is it about as bad as House? Or House 2?
This is really fucking bad. It's basically evil E.T. from a melted crystal. Go to badmovies.org. There's a fucking review of it right there.
All right.
It's really...
Well, we'll look into it. Maybe review our own for the show. Hey, site news. Let's see. What do I have to do about site news? Actually, everything's pretty cool, site news. I'm noticing I get some new people, new users signing on to the message
Indeed.
Boards. Thank
That's
you.
Good. Yes.
Make sure you are checking that out. Also, don't forget, if you are listening to us right now, Spank Wagon Radio, check out our chat.
Right.
IRC.slashnet.org.
Or if you need more detailed instructions on that, click on the link that says chat on the website. Spank Wagon.
Gives a little more detail. It doesn't give you how to set it up or anything like that, but...
Fuck, ruin
something.
It for everybody. Okay, anyhow.
We got some topics, actually. Some good conversational topics we'll get to tonight.
Yes, I also had my...
I've got some fucked up news, dude.
Really? I've got some funny fucked up news, too.
I've got some news...
Mine's from Ford Motor Company.
See, mine's from... mine's pretty bad.
Really?
Actually, we can kind of go into it a little bit because, you know what, we're starting to talk about it now.
Okay, go ahead.
So why don't we segue into this first one that I have. And I also want to remind everybody, if you are listening in and you're wondering about the contest, we're going to do that in the second hour, in the very beginning of the second hour.
Yes, we do have a winner, and
we have
someone will walk away with
the
prize
from the bin of cheap shit.
Fuck, I wish we had an echo.
We do. If I turned it on, I didn't think of it.
The bin of cheap shit.
Okay. Here's something, actually. You want to talk about Hollywood, and I know you and I get on a lot of rants about Hollywood, just because of the fact you grew up there, and me, I watch 10 or 15 minutes of every film. Actually, unless it's good, and then I, like, you know, or it's something I want to see because people keep telling me it's
God,
so good.
You should fucking get more into movies, man.
I should, but when do I have the time?
Make time.
Maybe. Who knows? Here's the newest bitch about the from the movie industry. Are you ready for this shit? This is great.
I have no idea what you're going to say, so we don't know, do we?
The movie industry is now saying that texting or sending of text messages, communications like this,
yeah,
are are they're blaming this shit for all the big summer movie flops.
What?
Yeah. It's I forget the actual paper I pulled it from, but Hollywood 2003 is rapidly becoming known as the year of the failed blockbuster.
Oh, Jesus.
Same as, I think, 91 was one of those years as well. You know, where nothing seemed to fucking click.
Although one seems to be clicking right now really good.
That one I can't pronounce.
Which one is that?
Jiggly.
No. I was actually being serious.
Oh, okay.
Freddy versus Jason.
No. That is turning out to be a blockbuster.
That's and what I mean. That's the only one that's
fucking
doing decent.
That's the only one that's really sticking around.
That's what I was saying.
I mean, X-Men 2 was great.
Didn't even see it.
X-Men 2 was fucking awesome.
Not considered a summer movie.
No, it was early summer, May. So, it was right at the very beginning of the summer blockbusters. And I'll tell you what, there were a lot of good films, but some of the ones they're talking about, that they're using here for examples are kind of making their point. Basically, what the industry is saying now is that, the executives aren't blaming such bombs as The Hulk, Charlie's Angels, or
The fucking Hulk
on poor quality, lack of originality, or general failure to entertain, which was The Hulk. Hulk was original. Hulk had quality. It was just a story that not a lot of people could stick their teeth into.
No, that's not the problem at all, man. Don't tell me it's a...
See, I don't understand, because to me, it's a comic book film, and I understood it. What I didn't like about it was the creation of this weird villain that really doesn't...
See, that's
makes
you.
Sense.
See, that's you from a comic book stance.
Yeah.
Because it's
it was cool from a comic book stance because you got to see a character you really liked. You got to see a really neat.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't like. Well, they're 50-50. You did or you didn't like the editing style where he made it look like panels and did the comic book
I think
feel.
The editing style
was awesome.
Absolutely fucking fantastic. However, the story in The Hulk was, in my opinion, utter shit, for starters. And then I think that you had a lot of talented actors.
Oh, you had a lot of talented actors.
Specifically, Sam... What the fuck's his name?
I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, played the general.
Shit.
It's not Sam.
We all know who played the general.
Yeah.
It was the guy from Roadhouse.
Yeah, the guy from Roadhouse, okay. Okay, the guy from Roadhouse... That's the... We have officially dubbed him now. Okay.
We're not the only ones.
Yeah. Hey, man.
I think he was in Tombstone as well.
Yeah, he kicked ass in Tombstone.
Kicked ass in Tombstone.
As Virgil Earp, and you know what, too? Big Lebowski kicked ass in that.
Yes, he did.
However, in this movie right here, in my honest opinion, I think he took direction good from the director and gave the director exactly what the director asked for, which is why his performance was shit. He gave it a great, he gave a most excellent angry man performance, but we had no idea why he was so fucking angry. In my opinion, he was a good talent that was severely wasted.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Ang Lee should stick to editing, not directing.
Yeah, and to be honest, Eric Bana and I want to say Jennifer Connelly. I want to say if I got my people right, actors right.
Yeah.
You know, they all of these actors are really, really good dramatic actors.
I'm sorry, you know what the fucking
Sam
high point
Elliott?
Of the Hulk was? Sam Elliott. Yes, there you go.
Sam Elliott.
Guy from Roadhouse.
Guy from Roadhouse.
You know what the fucking best scene in the whole fucking movie The Hulk was?
Mm.
Lou Ferrigno and Stan Lee.
Yeah, when you see Lou Ferrigno and Stanley walking out talking about the...
It was like, yeah!
Everyone was like, yeah! Because Stanley has to have his cameos.
But after that, it's like, man.
Yeah.
Everybody else was there very true, complacent.
But no, they're blaming the problem, they say, is that teenagers who instant message their friends on their verdict of new films, sometimes while they're still in the cinema watching, are basically, and I love this. This is so fucking Hollywood.
Hollywood
they're
nothing,
undermining
man.
The marketing machine. Quote, I don't even understand this word, but the it's a stupid word. I'm not illiterate. I have a pretty good reading vocabulary.
The problem, they say, is teenagers who instant message their friends with their verdict on new films, sometimes while they are still in the cinema watching, are so scuppering and so...
See?
No, I didn't mispronounce a word. It's the fucking sentence structure that threw me off. And so scuppering carefully crafted marketing campaigns. They're saying scuppering. I'm sure this is an official 50 Cent word. Think of it like scuttling.
I know what it means. I got the 50 Cent
marketing campaigns designed to lure big movie cinema open weekend. Yeah.
Basically, they're telling us,
it
sucks. Hey, kids, it's your fault because you're telling your friends this movie sucks. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here at Spank Wagon Radio, we would like to tell you this right now.
Then why is it for fucking Spider-Man and X-Men and X2 movies that got excellent fucking word of mouth above and beyond what?
Why is it okay?
Say, why is it cool for them?
Why is it? Yeah. Why is it okay to compliment, but why is it not okay to be negative?
You
know. It's a double standard. They're talking out of both sides of their goddamn mouth.
Yeah, it's Hollywood, man.
Oh, well, we know this is Hollywood, but here's the thing.
Actually, you know what? It's corporate Hollywood.
Uh huh. Here's the thing. You make a good film, people are going to go to it. Now, here's what I have to laugh at. Freddy vs. Jason. How much do you think it cost to make that film?
Freddy vs. Jason. Well, I honestly have not seen it, so I cannot comment on the special effects because I don't know what's contained.
Okay.
However, I can tell you one thing right now. I already know the answer to this right here, which I actually, the first, I actually overguessed my first time. But tell us, it was, what, $30
million? $30 million
to make. $30 million to make. Now, you know what that tells me
right
there?
Opening weekend.
Opening weekend.
How much do you think they received in gate?
I actually underestimated this. Opening weekend, I figured they probably might have pulled in about 15, 20 million.
36 million.
That's fucking great.
That's awesome. That sends a fucking message. See, and there's another film, and there's...
And this is what I'm saying right now. This is why I think Freddy vs. Jason is going to be a good film.
What?
From what I've seen of the actual previews right
uh-huh,
there,
uh-huh.
and from the cost of what it's cost to make this movie, it looks to me like CGI is kept to a minimal, and it's good old-fashioned Hollywood special effect, gore special effects.
Awesome.
That's non-CGI. And I'm telling you right now, that's why it's going to kick ass. You fucking watch, okay? This is going to be the fucking... In a way, I hate using this right here, because it's not totally true, and it's very cliche. It's almost a sleeper hit.
Yeah. I mean, it's very much one of those kind of movies, and the reason it is,
and
I think,
yeah,
the reason
watch
it is
this Halloween too.
Yeah, really.
The costumes and the marketing.
You know, that was the beautiful thing. Here's the reason I think Freddy vs. Jason is so big right now.
Mm.
It's the same reason He-Man made a comeback, Transformers has made a comeback, Thundercats has made a comeback.
A lot of
people of our age are going, "Hey, I grew up watching those cartoons."
Exactly.
And now I can afford to do what I wanted to do when I was a kid:
mm-hmm.
buy all the toys.
You know what's very interesting about that?
Think about that. Freddy vs. Jason.
They're not just buying the toys from the cells. They're from this kid.
Nope.
Do you know what this season's fucking... I shit you not. This is already on the Consumer Reports fucking shit right there. Through the Consumer Reports Netscape partner site.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the fucking biggest toy this Christmas is going to be for girls?
What?
Strawberry Shortcake.
It's 1982 all over again.
It is.
It's 1982, and it's just... It's going to show you that, you know what...
ColecoVision.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was ColecoVision, but I know in television and Atari 2600 right there, they've fucking come out with the all-in-one game packs.
Oh, they do. If you go to your local software stores,
yeah,
like not the one stuff in the mall, not like Walmart or anything. Maybe Walmart might have it, but
Walmart buys
the stick.
Walmart has it, and Walmart's selling the shit from $14 to $20.
See, that's awesome.
And that right there is going to be a massive fucking stocking stuffer. That is totally what's old is new again. Kids fed up with fucking 3D shit. Fucking Pong is going to come back.
It has in some respects. Here's the thing.
I'm just waiting for fucking Crush Groove to get re-released on a Director's Edition DVD. Just you fucking watch, man. Kids will be popping and locking. No time flat.
Here's the thing with that little joystick. What we're talking about, if you're wondering, there's a joystick out there.
It's a fucking Atari controller.
Yeah, it's an Atari controller, but it has a cord coming out, and it's not the cord to plug into anything.
No.
It is the...
It's got fucking AV cables.
It's the AV cables. You hook it in your TV. It has like 10 games on it.
Yeah.
And it has all the buttons you know and love, on, off. I don't think
yes.
they have a black and white. I don't think they actually were dumb enough to do that.
God.
That would have been funny.
It'd been fucking cool.
But it has all, it's an Atari.
Yeah.
It's in an Atari joystick. Exact size. I mean, think about when that Atari came out. Man, it was about as big as this desk.
The Atari.
And had the same wood veneer.
When you're a fucking kid, shit seems huge like that.
No, yeah. I mean, I'm being facetious. It was as big as this desk with the same wood veneer.
And those fucking cheap-ass Radio Shack switches.
Slide. So you could play the game or watch TV.
Yeah.
Love it. But yeah, I mean, it was something that... It was huge. Everything old's new again. But you know what? Back to our topic, which was movies.
Yes.
You know, they're even talking about, like, Terminator. Terminator got good reviews, but it dropped off substantially. Well, everybody who wanted to go see it saw it. It wasn't a film, and everybody knew it wasn't a film,
mm-hmm.
that Terminator 2 was.
Yeah.
You know?
Number one, it was already released. One thing that really killed it before anything came out was, number one, James Cameron was not involved in it.
Yeah.
You go to... I'm sorry, to be perfectly honest with you, James Cameron is... as a fucking movie director, doesn't matter if he's doing T2 or if he's doing fucking Titanic, mm-hmm. okay? You watch his movies to see the over-the-top, big fucking budget special effects type shit he does. Mm-hmm. Whether it's T2 with them doing the fucking liquid effects with it.
Which was the first of the true CGI.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Not like Tron-like. I mean, true.
No, it was not.
Wasn't? Well, where were they do the flowing?
The Abyss.
You're right.
That's
same.
What it was, that's
well,
what
same
it was based
technology,
off.
But
that's
I'm talking.
What it was based off
I'm
of.
Talking grand scale. You know, Abyss did the one scene where the face
yeah.
flew up.
But that's what it was based off.
Stuck
of.
Out his tongue.
Yeah.
But it, the same company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same company, and that's when they first started. Yeah, and that's when they actually got an Academy Award for The Abyss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they moved into the T2. But, I mean, not just the special effects, but, I mean, a lot like that fucking bitching scene with wrecking the trucks and shit right there. And in the end scene at the, you know, when they fucking...
Lowering them in the lava.
Not just, not, it's one was not lava, it was molten steel.
You
thank
know what
you.
I mean.
But no, when
lava,
they, like when
steel.
They, with the
it's
fucking,
hot.
You know... Fucking cool ass, you know, car chases and stuff mm-hmm. with semis, stuff like that. Cameron takes it over the top.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is going on with this new one? I have no fucking clue. All I know is Linda Hamilton didn't want to be in it because it was not a Cameron film.
Yep.
So that to me kind of threw up a red flag right there. I'm sure it's good as an installment, but they've also said this would be probably the last time Schwarzenegger is in it, which makes me wonder where the fuck is it going to go.
Mm-hmm. He should be governor. no, I honestly, yeah, it was, it's that's it. And like Charlie's Angels, the Hulk, you know, these films, you know, in some respects are good. In some respects,
Hulk to me was at first I thought it was cashing in. When I watched the movie, I realized it wasn't truly cashing in. They wanted to make a good comic book type film mm-hmm. thing right there, but it did. Its originality was too overboard. It probably would have been better if they'd have just cashed in on something, used familiar characters or storyline.
Might have, like X-Men 2 did. You
yeah.
know. So.
But, yeah, as far as the summer blockbuster fucking movies, nothing is blockbuster this. It's all fucking
no.
budget buster.
No. And, yeah, it's budget buster. And these all these huge budget movies, you know. And I mean, I'm sorry. Like, Nemo was a pretty good film. I watched that, Finding Nemo.
How was it?
Pretty good, actually.
Nemo got a lot of repeat business, they said.
Yeah. It did. It was one of those good films. X-Men mm-hmm. 2, duh. Good one.
Yeah.
I like Daredevil. Lord of the Rings, didn't you know, things it. Like that that we saw earlier. Or Matrix even didn't do as well as they thought it should.
Matrix did not do as well as it thought it should,
you know, and,
but...
And it's,
I
it's,
think Matrix was the fucking hailing of that right there
yeah.
for word of mouth. Because I'll be perfectly honest with you. I won't be surprised in the least bit to see fucking... Freddy versus Jason,
yep.
probably stay at least 1 week. If it peters off right away, then, you know, I will be surprised.
Yeah, it's going to be something where it's going to be around for at least 3 weeks. And for Hollywood right now, having a theater in that long that doesn't get booed, I think 2 weeks is what theaters contractually sign.
Yeah.
If it lasts 3, 4, it's doing
oh
fine.
Oh, my God.
It's doing
and
fine.
Dude, and I found the software that they use, man. How corporate Hollywood is. If you're a fucking true Uber geek like I am right here, just for the fun of it, look up a software program called Movie Magic.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's unfucking believable.
The simplicity?
The simplicity and what it does, okay? It's designed preliminary for Mac right there, because in mind, but it works on Windows too.
Right.
All right. What you do is you put in the budget right there. It's like, type of film. Are you going to put big name actors, yes or no? Are your filming locations here, there? Where are they at? I shit you not. You put in the filming locations right there, and what it does, it will automatically estimate days of filming,
mm-hmm.
all this other shit, production costs, and everything.
Hmm.
Does all this shit right there.
Right.
And can completely tells you how much your fucking movie's going to cost,
okay.
where you can and cannot trim money to keep it under budget and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking great. And it goes a step further.
Oh.
It's tied into the fucking movie ticketing systems. So
it tells you how many screens and how many seats per screen does have to be sold.
And then it tells you your return.
Wow.
All in one continuous project. And then
damn.
That's fucking unbelievable. You have to look it up, man.
Movie Magic. We'll have to take a
yeah.
look at it sometime. Maybe
yeah.
maybe you can throw up a link once we get links back
sure.
up and running.
Sure.
But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because you know what they're saying. They have to have something new to blame. Always have to have something new to blame for bad movies. First it was
Ninnies.
The file traders.
Ninnies.
You know, first then
okay,
it was
okay.
This.
File trading for Hulk might have been true.
Might have been, but I doubt it because films. File traders for films don't sit there and download the file. They download it to watch it small screen to see if they do want to watch a big screen, but. Some films you just have to experience big screen.
It might, yeah, understandable. You have to, understandable.
Quality wise.
But before we go on, I'm going to argue that file trading point right there, because I think to me right there that's half and half. Do I think that file trading, when that one idiot in New York got his hands from the publicity firm, because you heard the story about how that went, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's in the archives. So I'm really not going into fucking detail. But basically, what it was is when he put the fucking movie up, it was, you know, they didn't put the CGI in, so everybody was still on fucking wires, okay? But you saw the action scenes right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it contained all those bland fucking action and speech scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that people saw that and went, "Oh no, that's gonna be bad on its own." And because it didn't have the CGI or wasn't fucking touched up, I think they just immediately saw that it was not going to be a good film. My opinion.
Who knows? But you and I will both agree that the Hulk mm-hmm. toys that we were playing with last weekend
were pretty damn fun.
Hulk smash gloves, those big honking fists, foam fists.
Yes.
Those
and by the way, who the fuck was it? Was it Toe?
I don't remember. Toe's not here tonight.
Shit, that's too bad, because Toe did the one Fuck You Spankwagon Radio.
Yeah, because he couldn't sleep. So if he's not here...
I was going to say, fuck you, Toe, because, you know, now I'm stuck, you know, fucking cruising cosplay and shit now. Which, bringing it full circle right there is, yes, I've already seen people use Hulk gloves in their cosplay costumes.
Ah, Jesus.
But it's, like, not Hulk, dude. I saw one motherfucker had those for, like, a fucking Dragon Ball Z thing, and...
Well, that makes sense, but that's still scary.
Yeah, but you're going to be Dragon Ball Z and shit and go, "Hulk smash!" No.
Take out the batteries.
Bullshit. You know some guy's just going to walk over and start bopping people constantly.
Hulk smash. All right, so let's see. Let's take a quick 5-minute breather.
Sure.
And then what we'll do is we'll come back, because I got a couple interesting topics. We can go on.
Yes, you get to hear about my wonderful dealings with Ford right now and the recall going on for the seats.
Seats and SUVs, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Same one that's broken in yours?
Yes.
Interesting. We'll get to that here and more in a moment. God, that sounded awful.
That news and more here at Spank Wagon Radio.
What side are we again?
What side are we in?
Spankwagon dot...
We could, like, do that as a rap song, you know? This is not Goatsy.
Ah.
This is spankwagon.vftp.net.
We'll be back.
Of course we can.
Spank Wagon Radio only at
SpankWagon.VFTP.net.
Damn. All right. Like I said, we were going to cover some other topics here, and fuck, it's been a busy news week.
Oh,
especially here in Vegas.
Oh, yes.
Here in Vegas, man. I'll tell you, there's nothing more fucked up than Vegas at times.
At times.
Like, earlier this week, we had, of all things, in the desert.
Well, no, not in the desert. On the Upper West Side of town.
Yes, up in the rich part of town.
A flood.
We're talking, everybody thought
Noah
was there.
And we're like, oh no, look at that deep water, my car stalled. No.
We're talking water that rushed in so fast, it took a fire truck by surprise. If anybody's been following any news, FARC, I don't think Slashdot covered it, but CNN or any of those...
Yeah.
Any of those news
sites. My fucking mom called me all panicked and stuff because, like, you know, I've been going to bed early lately. So I answered my phone, so she thought I got trapped in the flood. I'm like, I'm on the east side of town. Didn't touch me at all.
Yeah, didn't touch anywhere else.
It didn't fucking even rain on my side of town.
Nope. It rained a little here. It rained some in Henderson. Henderson had a flash flood.
Yeah.
Water coming off of Black Mountain, but it was like a two-block area. This thing spanned like 60 blocks. Took out like 600,000 homes.
3 inches of rain in something like 45 to 90 minutes.
Actually, yeah, I got the official numbers here. I've got like so many damn news articles printed out.
Yeah.
That it's just all over the place.
It was fucking really bad.
The intense storm dumped 3 inches of rain in 90 minutes in one area, overwhelming flood control channels. Officials said that 2.3 inches of rain was recorded in 20 minutes.
Right.
20 minutes, 2.3 inches of rain landed in the desert.
And that
now,
wasn't
the problem
all,
is,
that was just the brunt.
And people don't understand this. People are like, well, it's the desert, you got sand.
No.
Sand holds more water than dirt. Dirt disperses water.
Dirt
sand disperses
water.
It, but it does it slower. Mm-hmm. Now, it's...
Was very, hence why they use sandbags, not dirt bags, to build levees.
Exactly.
Yes.
Sandbags and visqueen. The thing is it just came out of nowhere and it took over I-95.
Yes, it was also compounded by another problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
As it turns out right here, and I never experienced this because I lived in North Las Vegas at the time. They didn't have this regulation in my old housing tract.
Okay.
But apparently this is like now all of Clark County, they do it. I don't even think, so you live in an older housing tract too, so it's not present here
right.
either. But if anybody's gone through any new housing tract in Vegas sees that they have like a space. It's like a quarter of a lot wide.
Yep.
That's a fucking flood control channel down below.
We actually do have that in this older place because we are on the backside of a wash.
Okay, if it's here, I don't know where it is.
It's like hidden well.
Okay. The problem was, and you see, let me also give this an idea here. Imagine you have it's basically a fucking space between two houses,
mm-hmm.
about a quarter of the wide of the property of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, for everybody playing the home game on this, is it's paved just like the street, but instead of a lip, there's like a fucking passage for water to go underneath the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the back side, it drains out into a street or sometimes a flood control channel.
Mm-hmm.
But typically, like for most of Vegas, it just goes into the street right there.
Mm-hmm.
So usually you just have like runoff, things like that.
Exactly.
Well,
and the reason it's there is because every housing complex, if you will, mm-hmm. or housing tract, let me reuse that word, has one thing around it, these giant brick walls. And I mean, I'm not talking like Wall of China brick walls, but it's a single
sometimes
mortar brick, sometimes
there.
Double mortar brick, sometimes mm-hmm. more, depending on the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
8, 10 feet high brick walls that line
it's
housing tract.
It's actually cinder blocks, not like fucking red brick.
Yeah.
But what's really great about this is, and this is the reason why, and this is the exact fucking way it was at my old housing tract right there. The reason you couldn't do this, or the reason that you have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
What ended up happening was the one street over from mine right there, where everything drained to go out to the fucking main drain right there, just got the fucking flood water everywhere. And I don't mean flooded as in, you know, like deep water, but all the fucking water and shit washed by this one fucking house right there.
Okay.
Now, it was also at the dead end of a street, or where it went out, so there's no problem there. But what happens is, for housing tracks like this, they don't want all the shit to drain out to the main street right there for everybody to be flooded to get in.
Exactly.
They want to channel it away to side streets and disperse it evenly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do when they master plan a community. Problem was, after years and years of lawn clippings and various debris flying through the air, getting trapped in between these two giant gates, because remember, it's quarter wide, but it's the entire length of it.
Right.
The fucking house lot right there. The fucking trash and cardboard built up and dammed.
Oh.
They said in, what is it? It wasn't Los Prados. It was Desert Sands. Is that the name of it? You should have it in the article there. It's the name of this one giant housing development.
I don't have the art. Actually, yeah. I just pulled out like the numbers. So.
Yeah. What happened was the whole fucking place flooded.
Hmm.
The whole fucking community did. So then somebody had the bright idea. They took a fucking blowtorch to it. Didn't work because it's high tensile steel that the city puts on. They finally had to hammer away at this shit, and the gates blasted fucking open. And they said the entire neighborhood drained. One guy had 4 feet of water in his house.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no, but there's something really better about this as well. See, Vegas has been putting in this contingency plan for flood control right there.
Yeah, and it's doing really good. Normal hot spots in Vegas are not flooding.
But the problem is the retention basins up in this area where it flooded right here in the northwest part of the valley are designed to catch water that comes in from the mountain ranges around it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that falls directly on top.
Exactly.
Because if it falls directly on top, it doesn't have an easy chance to get to the storm drain.
Right.
What I can't figure out in Vegas here is they only put storm drain for gutters and shit right there and storm catch basins on main streets. They don't do it inside of housing developments.
It's because they don't want to have to dig up those, put that shit on the roads.
Yeah. So what ended up happening was all these places flooded out. Now, because Las Vegas has boasted and bragged about this flood contingency plan, and it did work. My side of town was fucking dry, yours.
And mine was dry, but you walked over any of the washes, and they looked like full-on rivers.
Yeah. But because of this plan right there, it gave a false sense of security.
Mm-hmm.
They're estimating almost nobody. They'll be lucky if they find 5 people that have flood insurance. Because they figured, I don't need flood insurance. Why spend that extra $2 a year?
Exactly. And you know what? I made sure I had some flood insurance on this house. I knew I wasn't in a floodplain, but I worried about it because you know what? It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's really weird. Now, I know one thing that I was looking at and I was watching is the cleanup process is going on right now because it is still... Gowan is the road that really got hammered.
Gowan is actually what's very funny about a block south of Gowan and Rainbow right there. That's where I always tell my funny story about how the street flooded and I sprayed the goober in the...
Right. Same area.
Yeah.
So much rain, it was swiping people off there, swiping cars away.
Oh, yeah. That idiot in the Kia Sportage.
The idiot in the Kia Sportage.
I wanted to
chill her. The one dude who jumped off the top of a U-Haul to a rope that was thrown at him misjudged his jump and smacked his head into the pylon of the overhang. Or the
I
bridge,
didn't hear
the bridge.
That.
Yeah, I mean, it was classic real TV video clip.
Wow.
It was just
remember,
one of these
California
things.
California people, I get confused with rain, have never seen snow, so flood water, what's this?
Yeah, exactly. You know, back where I'm from, in Iowa, every spring it would have floods in certain parts of the town.
Mm-hmm.
Certain parts of the town... The city told these people, you either move or we're done giving you money.
Yeah.
You know, and these people would live in houses that quite literally were 2 stories or 2.5 stories in the air, but were only a 1-story house. They were on these huge steel and pavement pylons.
God.
So, like, all the water could just keep going, and they had a boat tied up. You know, and if it started flooding, the boat would just meet them up to their house. You know, it was really weird. I mean, but you had a tree come down, crash. Right out through the house. I mean, it was like that, you know? And I don't know. Out here, it was so interesting because out here, it's the first time I've seen this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen water collect, like, on the strip.
I've seen it flood.
And 2 weeks ago, we even had someone die on the strip because of a freak accident because of water.
Oh, yes, yes. For anybody who doesn't know, and she's trying to sue the city.
She's dead, her husband.
Her fiancé, actually.
Well.
And family. Trying to sue the city of Las Vegas. And Las Vegas said, it's not our fault. There's no regulation says we have to check shit. Krang. Fuck off.
Exactly.
It's not our responsibility. For anybody who doesn't know, if you've ever walked down the street, like, at a stoplight, you know, and you look down, there's, like, a cover. It says, like, a stoplight or electrical.
Electrical.
Well, what happens is down there, because of the foot traffic, concrete doesn't always last.
Mm-hmm.
It does fucking not last. So they use steel.
Yep.
Okay. Treated galvanized or painted steel.
Mm-hmm.
What ended up happening was apparently on one of these steel panels, since 1994 was the last time this one was opened by the city. It's been sealed since 94. It's 93. So 9 years, this thing, approximately, it's been sealed.
Mm-hmm.
One wire happened to be up. So after people stepping on it and bouncing up and down, after
shaped the wire.
Mm-hmm. And ripped the insulation off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what happened was this thing filled
total
up with
freak accident.
Yeah, filled up with water. She was wearing open-toed shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They figure that was what it's probably been this way for many years at this point right now, and people have walked through that puddle, but because they've worn full-on fucking boots when it's rained or shoes,
if someone with open-toed shoes just skirted around.
Uh-huh. Not step on this fucking panel directly. They've been fine, but she stepped right on the panel. They said it was no flashlight. She stepped on it, fell face first. Everybody thought she had a heart attack. Everybody touched her. Everybody got shocked.
Mm-hmm.
She was fucking dead. But
toast.
Yeah, I've never even seen that shit in L.A. So it's a freak accident.
Yeah,
I don't
total
think,
freak accident.
My opinion,
of course,
honestly, I don't think anybody's responsible.
I don't either. I mean, in all honesty, you know, these things, they do happen.
Yeah. It's weird, man, but it does.
And I think it was just mm-hmm. that person's time.
Yeah.
Honestly. I agree completely. But it was just one of these freak accidents.
Yeah. The floods, which
you know,
is always fucking
But
great.
The floods, and then, of course, last week's show, we were talking about the blackouts.
Also, one more thing, too. Speaking of new technology right there,
mm-hmm.
the city here, actually the county, since they're in charge of the water for the Southern Nevada Water Authority,
right?
They have a new process to treat water that they're saying is saving the city and county and the state a lot of money. So they don't have to use as much chlorine.
What's that?
Ozone.
Really?
Dude, it's fucking freakish, man. It looks like some shit from the Manhattan Project. They have this giant fucking cylinder vat right there. They pump air into, and it goes kaboom like a fucking giant thunder bolt,
mm-hmm.
and it shoots out lightning inside,
mm-hmm.
and fucking generates ozone.
O3.
Oxygen chains.
Yeah.
And they pump it through the water. And it kills off all the fucking bacteria and the viruses.
Interesting.
And it clarifies.
I only have one problem with that.
They still filter it and put it through...
No, that's not the problem, though. If you think about it, most bacteria and viruses have been able to be resistant, and they've grown resistant to a lot of things.
Chemicals.
If bacteria and whatnot gets resistant to ozone, mm-hmm. we are truly, absolutely, without a doubt, fucksword.
Yeah, there's a possibility of that.
Always a possibility. I mean, bacteria with its birth rates can survive anything. It's the roach of the microbes.
Well, this is a bit different because this is a problem with a virus that chlorine can't kill and has been present in our water supply for a few years now.
Oh, nice.
Because homeless people shit wherever they want to.
Nitrates.
Mm-hmm. That's part of it.
Nitrates happen everywhere, but yes.
But because there's viruses and fucking other problems like that inside their feces. Storm washing to Lake Mead. Spread. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that's why they're having to put ozone in there to kill that shit. And it's been present in our water supply all along. But you know what they say? The only people susceptible have been ones that are fucking HIV cases with shitty immune systems. So you and I have been drinking tap water.
You.
And we've gotten this stuff right there, but we're actually able to fend off these viruses.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
But yes,
scarier than shit.
It is,
you know, and
which brings us to a very interesting point. You were thinking
yeah,
about.
The kind of the point was here because you know talking about the floods and the blackouts last week and shit like that.
Yeah,
how dependent are we getting to be on technology? I know we've talked something about this before, but
we've always been dependent upon technology.
Are we getting too dependent?
Are we getting too dependent?
Are we getting far too dependent? I mean, here's a reason.
We're always going to be dependent on technology.
No, and too dependent. I mean, to where when we wake up, it has to be technology. We don't do things on our own anymore. We have to eat. We eat pre-processed mm-hmm. foods. We shit these pre-processed foods. Lunch, dinner, breakfast. You know, if it wasn't for the fact that we have all these great sport utility vehicles and stuff like that, and
mm-hmm.
navigational systems, and OnStar, and you know things like that, where it's overdoing. Now I know we need to have technology.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But
although you and I, we've been on road trips in the middle of Virginia.
Middle
got
of fucking
lost, like,
BFE.
Fuck it. Bring a map. We'll find our way home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Great Dismal Swamp. What's that?
Yeah.
Here's one reason I say maybe we're getting a little too dependent on technology.
Go right ahead.
More than two-thirds of the adults in the United States are overweight. In Canada, more than half are considered overweight. So they're a little thinner than us. Two-thirds are us, one-half them. Healthy damn Canadians.
Yeah. Because they have to forage for food.
Mm-hmm. In both countries, increasingly numbers of children have been diagnosed as obese.
Mm-hmm.
What this is doing, and this is really weird, are you ready for this?
Go right ahead.
The scale industry, the weights and measures industry, the people who build bathroom scales,
mm-hmm.
are adding 100 pounds to scales.
Really?
Because people are just getting too fat for their old ones. My favorite, the industry standard was top reading of 270 to 300 pounds. It's where mine goes, actually. But now, Health-O-Meter has introduced new products hitting a capacity of 330 to 400 pounds.
Good God.
They said that 400 seemed like a reasonable number. We find consumers need a higher capacity. We have the technology to do it. So they're doing it. Think about that, though. Fucking, you know we're starting to get fucked, and it's starting to become an apathy thing. It's because we're maybe because we do rely on TV and computers.
And I'll agree with you on something that's also not very well known.
It's making us stupider. I don't know.
Hey,
I mean, it's just...
Hey, seriously, it fucking does. Okay? I give you proof fucking positive, okay? Proof fucking positive of this. Indians, man. Native Americans right there.
Okay.
Okay. Diabetes through the fucking roof mm-hmm. and other health disorders because they don't fucking exercise like they used to. It's a sudden fucking culture shock change.
Right.
Okay? What they've actually said is they've done studies on this shit right there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if they fucking cut out the junk food and exercise... Perfect fucking health. Mariposa County, Arizona.
Okay.
They had a band of convicts in there
mm-hmm.
who were all happened to be Native American. I think that I don't know what tribe they are, but I know they're Native American.
Native American.
So what they did was they sued the state government, claimed discrimination, said that they needed a sweat lodge as a part of their facilities.
Okay.
Because if they didn't have that, it was a health risk to them.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds off the wall. You and I know this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they actually won and got it.
Okay.
They said within like fucking, I think it's something like 6 to 8 months, the dudes, after going from a sweat lodge, went from obese to like fucking big, badass, burly motherfuckers.
So in other words, they sweated off the fat. And
yeah.
Interesting.
Because apparently on the reservations right there.
Right.
They're really reinstituting a lot of that shit right there, so they have to get back to it. And I can tell you right now,
it's
absolutely true.
I think it's absolutely great. I mean, honestly, you know, maybe we do need the technology, the excess as we do, because we have all these health clubs, and we have all these places to exercise. And
the problem is
we have the technology, and the technology I'm talking about is like processing food, and the fact that the entertainment value on TV, pretty damn good. You know, I'm starting to catch mm-hmm. myself watch a hell of a lot more TV than I ever have.
I really don't. I'm at my lowest point of where I watch you. My TV hasn't been on in 3 days.
Wow. See, that's impressive. But what I'm talking about is, you know, maybe we're too reliant because when New York had that blackout, and I got another story about that here in a little bit. When New York had that blackout, man, that was just astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people were seeing stars for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because such light pollution.
See, you take that for goddamn granted, you do.
I do.
You do, because you're from the Midwest where you could drive within fucking
20, 30 miles.
And be in the middle of BFE and C galaxies.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw that till I was up on the Great Basin Highway. Okay? L.A. is totally encased by a light cloud. And so is fucking Vegas now.
Yeah.
Last, was it Friday?
Friday.
It was Saturday. Yeah. Saturday. Last Saturday, remember when I came over, I had to pick up the rest of my tools from your
mm-hmm,
garage.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I told you it fucking rained and blacked out of my house. I was outside when the fucking lights went out right there, and it was no less fucking dark.
Yeah.
To tell you the honest truth, because of the light cloud from the clouds.
Yeah, and you live down near the Strip too, so that you get a little more intense. Sort of. Out here, I get to see some stars and the planets when they're in.
When I first moved up to where I used to live, dude, it was fucking killer, dude. Oh yeah.
Yeah, but it's something different. You know, and I don't know, maybe I'm running a topic that shouldn't be run, but I just feel that, to be honest, I know we appreciate, I appreciate our technologies that we do have, but sometimes mm-hmm. it's just a little excessive, you know?
Well, it's
I don't know, it's scary when you have these major disasters, and I think, like, cell phones were failing and everything like that with the blackouts.
that's actually a good point, which is another common discussion as well. California, which has had its blackouts and things like that before,
mm-hmm.
California has a wonderful system I've never heard of any other state doing. They have what's called call boxes every half mile.
You told me about that.
these call boxes and their cell phone towers, because especially with their past history of power outages, they always have cellular battery backup and shit like that that are constantly charged. New York, because they don't the power outage to them, like, what's that?
No, they get power outages, but nothing of that scale. They get power outages, but nothing.
So cell phones didn't cell phones didn't fucking go defective all of a sudden, okay?
No.
But the cell phone towers turned off because they didn't have any power backup. So that's what happened right there. So yeah, to the East Coast though, in a way, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, fuck you. You know, none of your asses would come help us when we had a power crunch out here. But the minute you people do, oh yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, everyone loves New York. That's right. Good marketing. That's their marketing.
Of course,
machine.
Power outage did have some healthy effects though.
Oh yeah,
saved the auto industry a ton of money.
Oh, I bet.
Oh yes,
I bet.
General Motors.
Anytime they can shut down and not pay anyone and not do anything, they love it.
GM and
factories
Chrysler Canada
always have shutdowns.
Yeah.
Always have shutdowns where everyone technically will be unemployed. You will have to go get your insurance, your unemployment insurance.
Yeah, GM, Chrysler, and for their Canadian divisions, I've already told Ottawa up there, take your time getting your power back on, so we can just blame it on you because we can't. We're running over capacity right now. But yeah, so
that's interesting.
So,
I mean,
so yes, there is some
Say everyone has their own silver lining.
But to tell you the truth, I don't think it's dependent in the sense that you're thinking where we're going to be a total shutdown. I think like after September 11th, where people have that natural gut instinct to kick back in, you know, to do that, you know, survival instinct right there. I think that is present.
It might be present, but I don't know. It's just, you know, something needs to change, and maybe it's just because of the fact that everything is so damn convenient. I mean, I hate saying it. I mean, I'm shooting us in the foot. I mean, our jobs are something that are relative to that, you know, our automobiles are something relative to that now. You know, I mean, if we look at a car from back in the day in the 60s, 70s, early 80s even, compared to now, you know, people rather drive a car now because they got that nicely tuned power steering,
well, also
which we discussed earlier.
Yeah,
they have that.
They are more energy efficient for the most part nowadays.
But so there's pros and cons, and it goes both ways. Hey, real quick, we're going to take another quick 5-minute break, and then we're going to be back with the kick-ass contest, Spank Wagon style, in just a little bit.
And we will hand out prizes.
Oh yes, and prizes galore for the lame ass excuse.
Are you lame enough?
Which you probably are. Spankwagon Radio, only at
spankwagon.vftp.net. We will be back.
Thank you.
I'm looking at you and you're telling me no steal. From the old school hotel to all the chill times that we spent, moments we share. When me have a cherished moment and not fear. But all you wish I was always there to hold you close in the times of fear. Until I don't cry, wipe away that fear. Come and still think we'll make a perfect pair.
Things will get better, this won't last forever. We just got to get out this old.
Hi, how's it going? Hello.
Good, we're back!
Like a vertebrae!
That's not very original.
It never is. Never was! Hey, folks, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio only at...
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Real quick!
I have to do that annoying fucking thing again right there. We overuse that.
What?
I was just thinking we over fucking use the show title too much in the URL. We should confuse people just only at and list the IP address.
No, it's that whole dependent on technology. Come on, if a DNS server goes down, the world's fucked. Yeah. Grab Clicker Liquor Pop. We're going to do roll call here first before we get onto this. That way we can acknowledge the people in the room.
Mad props.
First off, I want to say thank you very much, and I'm going
to
do this.
Do Spankwagon. That's us, never mind.
That's us, yeah. We're Spankwagon. First off, I know he came in a little later, but we do appreciate him being here. It's Airwolf.
Mad props.
I also want to thank Chizad, because he was here way before I was even.
Yeah, man.
I was sort of here, but I was not here.
The dedicated Spankster.
Thank you, yes. From Ars Anime, I just want to say thank you there.
Very good, very good.
Also, coming in at a, third, I guess, is Red Rum.
Red Rum, Red Rum.
Mad Props.
All right,
now that we've got it figured out who's all in here, let's go ahead. Yeah, Clicker Licker's in his third hole over now. And we're going to go ahead, we're actually going to... give out the results to our first major contest, the Kick-Ass Contest, Spank Wagon style. This contest that was done in Spank style was give us your lamest, worst, pathetic, I can't think of a good enough adjective to explain it, excuse.
Hold on, let me make one up. Worstest, patheticest, lamest, fucking shittiest, you know, you fucking name it. I mean, fucking apathetical excuse that you could possibly think of.
Yes. Give us one of those.
Only in America.
Give us one of those and tell us why you wouldn't want to listen to Spankwagon Radio using one of those. So we put it out there. Now, I know the original rules said we're going to pick 10 winners. Pretty ironic that not a lot of people actually got really involved with the contest.
Yeah, you people want to yell about
it. You know, you guys want us to do stuff. Yeah, you got to kind of play along here.
Red Realm wants to... you know, drill somebody in the ass, man. Oh, everybody wants to join into that, but win a prize from us.
Win a prize from us, a legitimate, we're not bullshitting you, prize.
Yeah.
And no one joined. Well, anyhow, so what we decided to do is dwindle from 10 to 5, so we picked the 5 best entries for the contest, and we'll read them down now. Coming in at a whopping number 5.
Number 5 on our list.
Go ahead and get it.
Loser and Geek All in One. Posted by Red Rum.
Ooh.
The page wouldn't load, so I called my internet tech support and they told me I have an ID10T error.
Ooh. That is pretty lame.
Loser and Geek All in One.
Because you're lame, because that's what they told you, and you're a big friggin' loser.
And you accepted it.
Because you accepted it. That's that. So. Good number. Good one for number 5. Good one for number 5.
Coming in at number 4. This is a wash my hair lame reason. Once again posted by Red Rum.
Red Rum wrote, there was a filibuster on C-SPAN that I just couldn't tear myself away from. Dude, that is fucking lame.
It is very lame.
That is pathetic. If you've got a fucking C-SPAN... show that you'd rather watch than us?
Yeah.
That's why I said it was a wash your hair.
Yeah, it's very wash your hair. Especially now the fact that, you know what, perhaps about 6 months ago I would have accepted this.
Yeah.
But not now. Fucking free James Trafficant.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Number 3.
Coming in at number 3. It's
Super Geek.
Posted by our good friend Oscar. My token ring fell into the Ethernet.
Did you reboot?
Huh?
My token ring fell into the ethernet. Now that's geek.
That's very geek. That's very geek. And that's a good play of fucking up words. You remind me of X-Files and our news group where we work. An idiot lamer user who insisted he didn't reinstall Windows but re-downloaded it. Yes, and then he got yelled at by several people. Did you reinstall it? No, I re-downloaded it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So nice.
They're fuck-ups.
So, yeah, my token ring fell into the ethernet.
Now, we got in. At this point, we got into a real dead
heat. Dead heat for this one.
And we did pick a winner.
We picked a winner, and we do have a runner-up. And
what's
scary
is the fucking reason is actually more funnier than
the
excuse.
No, the reason it won is... Yeah. It's a reason once we explain it to you, you all go, oh, fuck.
Yeah, and I don't... Yeah, I don't even think the winner will be... I don't even think that the fact that the winner is going to get a prize will fucking, you know, make the winner happy enough when we tear apart the reason why. But, all right, you ready?
Okay. Runner-up.
Runner-up finalist number two. Coming in at number two, gross but intriguing. I blew out my asshole while sneezing and farting at the same time. This means that I am in pain and will be thinking of why I didn't implode.
Now let me ask you a question, Airwolf, poster of number two on our top five. If you really blew out your asshole while sneezing and farting, and you did take time to ponder this, what was the conclusion you finally came up with?
That's why we were scratching our head right there.
We were wondering, okay, so he blew out his asshole while sneezing and farting at the same time.
I've never managed to sneeze and fart at the same time.
I've done it. It hurts.
Really?
It hurts. I have done it. Because it's just like your body just gives up and not physical shit, but just...
Yeah.
Pressure. Screaming. It's like a huge pressure change on both ends. It's really fucking weird.
Wow.
What did you come up with there, Wolf? What was the... this means I'm in pain and I'll be thinking why I didn't implode. How come you did not?
We need a reason for that. Did you put...
we gotta wait for him.
There's a fucking delay. I swear we should put up fucking, like, music right now while we wait for the answer. Floor two.
But anyhow, while we're waiting for him giving that excuse, and we'll touch on some of the other posts later, and the one that occurs just put in the message board, or put in the chat room, was pretty good. Coming in at...
Number one.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
All the humanity. All
the imagery.
Yes.
God, the imagery is like...
The imagery is what actually won this, and I'll explain in a second.
Who was it posted by? Who is our number one winner on our very first Spankwagon contest?
That's right. It is actually posted by Redrum. Redrum. This says, my ass got stuck in the toilet, and I had to wait for someone to come and pull me out. Now, this is very interesting. Trencher and I mulled over number one and two here.
Dude, the runner-up and the number one was fucking close.
It was a very close dead heat, but this is what actually won. Because I can actually picture a few years from now, give it maybe 3, 4, 5, I picture Red Rum will have a couple of kids, and, you know, I know she's going to fucking shoot me for this. But, yeah, I picture Red Rum is going to have a couple of kids. She'll get the booty. The seat will be up. She'll fall straight in the fucking toilet. Right, not seat up into bowl,
we're talking cold porcelain, cold water, because that seat was up.
And she'll be low down and have locked knees.
Because she can't wiggle out.
And all I can hear is the muffled screams of, oh my god, I'm stuck, help me. Oh my god. Oh, who didn't put the seat up? Oh my god. Her randomly yelling at her kids and husband's name.
Could you hear that again?
Oh my god, I'm stuck in the toilet. Oh my god. She gets up, man. She grabs a handle by accident, flushes her ass, swishes it around.
I got my ass stuck in the toilet, and I had to wait for someone to come and pull me out.
Farts in the
help,
water.
Help!
Get out
help.
Jacuzzi. Anyhow.
Thank you, Eddie. So, congratulations, Red Rum. Actually, for Red Rum, since she is local, and that's not why we chose her,
No, that's actually not what we chose her. Just the imagery of the red imagery rum of red stuck rum. In coral, cold
porcelain.
So I porcelain.
Guess because we saw, we could see the imagery, it helped. But that was a great, great contest. Great entry.
Yeah.
Great entries, everyone. We're going to kind of touch on a couple other ones that we need need a little help with.
Yeah, one in particular.
Two in particular were both going, eh?
Yeah, I was worried that maybe I didn't get the joke, but when Trinch said he didn't get it either, I felt a lot
better. Once we knew we both were fucked on that, we were doing good. So, Red Rum, what we'll be doing is on Monday, mm-hmm. we are going to be doing a small photo op with you, your prize, and us. Mm-hmm. Be prepared. And Red Rum's going to kick your ass.
Oh, my God, the water's cold. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. It's a little warmer now. Oh, God damn it. Who left the fucking seat up?
Muffled through the bathroom door. With her husband going, run, kids.
Oh, my God. That's
that's great.
Splash.
Splish, splash. I was taking a crap. All about a Saturday night. Left the lid up. Got my ass all stuck. All right.
Couldn't listen to the Spank Wagon tonight.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, I got to work on that.
So thank you, everybody. Let's cover a couple of these, though. Fucking, of course, Vakuris would make a good one in the message board. In the chat room.
A red rum with blue ass from the toilet water.
Dude, this is why it won. You just keep going with it.
It just became this long fucking joke we could really do. Red rum, blue ass. Sounds like a movie title.
Yeah, really?
It's like a really bad Western. It's a spaghetti Western.
Wow, wow. Ah!
All right.
Oh, my God, it's cold.
Okay, moving on. Of course, this is a geek one here. And this is actually light geek compared to the one we're going to touch base on.
Damn, baby, you smell good. What you wearing? Tidy bowl? I'm sorry. Anyhow, what's next?
He wrote, the string broke between the cans. The SWR got really high. Okay, geek. I can understand it because I know radio waves and standing wave. And not SWR as in Spank Wagon Radio, but SWR as in standing wave ratio. Mm-hmm. But he posted
string
one on
between
here.
Between the cans probably would have gotten...
Would have gotten pretty good.
Yeah. Why you couldn't post that before, I don't know. But
who knows?
Better luck to all of you next time.
Vakuris put on... this is the one we're talking about, correct? For Vakuris.
That's not the worst one.
No, because what's bad about it, though, is Red Room left. I mean, I still was a little lost. Yeah. I didn't have NetBUI installed on my router.
I can see that's
I'm
funny
geek,
from
but
a...
But I can't quite follow it.
I can see where that's geek, though, in the sense that, you know, we have idiot customers, and that's almost on the same level as token ring into Ethernet.
Yeah.
But, it was too geeky.
It
in a
was
way
too geeky.
That nobody would laugh at.
Another one that was really odd, and this one was not just odd, but we just couldn't understand. It was Oscar's submission, and where he said, I'm proxy logging in pleasure, which was in quotes.
I'm fucking totally lost on that, dude.
It'd be nice to say...
I know we do a lot of inside jokes here on Spankwagon, but...
That's
like,
way inside.
Yeah.
And, of course, if you really want lame, just for contest lame, it wasn't award-winning lame, but hey, Suavecito's cable modem went out.
Yeah.
Lame. Not good lame, not contest lame, just, dude, little effort.
We've
Come
heard
on,
that
funnier
one,
in
actually, yeah.
You're funnier in person.
Yeah.
So that was the contest. Thank you, everyone, again.
Yes, we know what NetBUI is. Thank you, Novell. Yes.
But thank you again, everyone, for posting. Everyone who did Red Rum Monday. We will do the official awarding of the prize, which will be a gallery on Spankwagon. You're still laughing about the blue ass.
Yeah, and the scrubbing bubbles. It's going to be an image that sticks.
NetBUI isn't routable.
Yes. Yes, but still yet one does not install protocols onto a router.
So, yeah, so, scrubbing bubbles. that's that.
It could be worse. Maybe it's like, you know, nobody flushing, it's green water.
Oh. Hey, as long as it isn't rusty.
You ever
water.
Done that, man? You take a dump and you get up and it's the Armada.
Jesus.
Sorry.
God. Well, we just gone down the toilet humor. So, I don't know. I guess we could call the show. Just kidding.
God damn it! Who the fuck left the toilet seat up?
I just picture that happening. And I know it's going to happen one day in her life.
You know, and it's going to happen. Good night, Shazad. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yes, mad props.
Mad props.
May your seed be blessed. So, yeah.
So, moving on, actually. Yeah. Let's cover, let's get back into the flow of things with this show. Moving on to something a little geekish here. Did you know that they're doing more new currency? We're going to have another major change in major currency.
And one of the debates has been whether or not we should deviate from the color green.
And we're deviating. Starting in this fall, don't be alarmed if your ATM spits out some rainbow-colored 20s. What they're going to start doing is the new $20 bill. Now what?
Gay game show. It's raining, man. They're
it's
dropping
raining
colored
Jacksons.
Dollar bills.
Look at all the Jacksons.
It's Tito. I know I told you this story on in private, man, but did I ever tell this on the air?
I don't know.
Speaking of fucking fake money, I tried to spend a $3 bill once.
No, what happened?
It was this. It's this company called Slick Times. That's the name of the company, Slick Times. And I guess like they do like print up like comedy stuff,
gag gifts, and
yeah. Thank you, gag gifts. I couldn't think of it. And they printed up this stuff. It was like a notepad right there, but it was a whole pad of $3 bills. It had like Bill Clinton on there, you know, acting all gay and stuff, man. On the back, it's like the White House with the for sale sign, it's an eagle shitting on stuff. It's funny as shit.
Nice,
but it actually looked fucking real, dude. You know, and you could tell when you compared it to another one, it was like, you know, one digit short of like a fucking serial number. Mm. I actually tried to spend it one time, and this Armenian lady got confused. You know, not by the fact it was a $3 bill, but by the fact Bill Clinton was staring at her, dude. Speaking of fake money, I'm sorry, I just had to interject that. I don't think I've ever told that on the show. I might have told you that in private.
That's nice,
dude.
Though. And Armenian lady, well, what's Bill doing here?
Oh, that's Aziz. I'm like, oh, sorry, wrong one here.
Nice. But no, the new 20s, it's going to have a blue eagle and peach. I don't understand that, but peach used beside President Andrew Jackson's face. And the 20 in the lower right corner changes from copper to green when shifted in the sunlight or any light. The back is mostly green, but has a dozen tiny little yellow 20s floating in the margins. The money is to be placed in circulation in October after being sent to Federal Reserve Banks in Dallas, San Francisco, and Kansas City, Missouri.
So what Masonic and, you know, hidden agenda type Mistopheles iconology will there be on the currency?
You know,
currency?
I don't know.
I'm just curious because everybody all the time wants to do a conspiracy theory.
Everyone wants to, but you know what? The only one that really earned the conspiracy theory was the Department of, like, Information Awareness. That was doing the whole thing with the know your terrorist next door, call them in if you know they have Fluffy armed with missiles and shit like that.
God,
they actually had
as
their thing, as their main icon for their site, their official site and all their official letterheads.
Yeah,
was the pyramid,
the all seeing eye,
and people were freaking out at that.
That's great,
who
man.
Knows? I mean, we're talking about, this is the same, you know, same government bureaucrats that raided a guy who creates RPGs, role-playing games, Steve Jackson.
Yeah.
He created a role-playing game called the Illuminati. Mm-hmm. So they raided his office to know what he knew. He was making
really?
Shit up, talking out of his ass. Yeah, this happened about 91, 92.
I did not know
that. Yeah, he was making shit up, talking out of his ass.
Find
and they
me some
raided links. Him.
Yeah, I mean, this is like off show type mm-hmm. stuff, but I'm
but,
really
yeah,
curious.
It was really weird. And they took all this shit. They took all of his computers and stuff. They confiscated all kinds of stuff. He had to literally start creating the game from scratch again. And the game never sold well because all of his really good ideas, you know, you write an idea, you create something.
Yeah.
And someone shakes the Etch-A-Sketch. You're not wanting to go ahead and re-Etch-A-Sketch it. You're like, you know what, I'm done.
Yeah.
Time to move on.
Exactly. I know what that's like.
Wow. So, yeah, so he got confiscated by the FBI because they thought he knew something. Go fucking figure.
Hmm.
You know? Do you believe in the Illuminati?
The Illuminati.
Do you believe that there is a force of people out there that are all seeing, all knowing, control everything? They're the reason the Super Bowls go the way they do. They're the reason that, you know, shit happens in the news, the media, money moves the way it does. Hollywood is.
I don't think it's as deep rooted as a lot of people make it out to be. But I think there are some advisor type people like that. And I'm not saying that as in like, dude, you know, the fucking Jews control Hollywood and shit, you know, and the World fucking Bank. No, nothing like that. In all honesty, I do believe that there is some sort of an advisory power like that right there. And if you want to know my honest opinion, I think it's necessary.
Yeah, makes sense.
People are stupid. They can't make decisions on their own.
So it's a sheep theory. People need a leader. Sheep need a herder.
Mm-hmm. People want to be free, man, but can't make decisions themselves.
Interesting.
So you got to have it hidden, man.
Hey, it might make sense. I mean, it might work for some. I don't know. Myself, I don't know if there really truly is an Illuminati.
In my opinion, though, as well, in addition to that right there, as far as an Illuminati type shit right there,
mm-hmm.
I think right now the reason is because they've not introduced any young blood into it right there. I think that's why the country has really gotten into a lot of turmoil.
Maybe.
Yeah. But anyhow, yeah.
Let's move on to some more. Tonight's mostly a news show. I mean, our topics are mostly news.
Want to hear my fucking SUV escalade?
We'll get to that in just a minute. You're going to like this one. This one's going to be good. And then we'll listen to your fun with the SUV.
don't rub paper.
Oh, sorry. What would you consider to be the worst, most pathetic way to die? Hell, let's make it a lame thing. What would be the lamest way to die? The most weirdest, lamest, fucked up way to die?
I saw it on Rotten.com. Self-asphyxiation while cross-dressing and masturbating.
How the f... Self-asphyxiation. What'd they choke on?
A plastic bag. And the guy was dressed in woman's clothes and was masturbating, was choking himself, while looking at the catalog of women's shoes. It's on Rotten.com right now.
That's a weird way to go.
Hey, man.
I mean, that really...
There's fucking proof.
Oh, God, if it's rotten, it's a photo.
Yeah, not a photo.
Series of photos.
Yes.
What a way to go.
Yeah.
So. Anyone we knew?
No, they don't show face.
Making sure. Okay. Houston, Texas. This is. So I was just saying.
No, it wasn't him. It was too small. Frame.
Houston, Texas. In Houston, a surgical resident was killed when an elevator malfunctioned, decapitated him. That's a fucked way to go.
Details.
I can't pronounce the name. It's like an Indian name. Nahishi. Hold on, I'm reading. Nahishi Nakoda, whatever, 35, was stepping into a second-floor elevator at Christus St. Joseph Hospital Saturday morning when the doors suddenly closed, pinning his shoulders. His head was severed when the elevator car moved upward. Wouldn't stop. A hospital employee witnessed the accident and spent 20 minutes trapped inside the elevator with the head before firefighters could rescue her. She was treated for shock in the hospital's emergency ward.
No shit. It's like eight heads in a duffel bag, the home game.
Exactly.
God.
Emergency room hospital spokesman or spokeswoman, India Cummini Hancock. Not making this one up. Or Cummini Hancock. Not making this one up. India Cummini Hancock.
Sounds like a foreign porn star.
Said Harris County medical examiners were conducting an inquiry into the accident. Police said earlier that maintenance crews had worked on the elevators during the week.
Well, of course there's an inquiry. Nobody's going to come and go, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Inquiry.
The entire elevator bank was pulled from operation until the investigation was complete.
Oh, fuck that.
The guy
upstairs.
Graduated in 2003, earlier this year, from the University of Texas Houston Medical School.
This is a waste of medical education.
Little tidbit. Yeah, really.
God.
Never get his student loans paid off.
Fuck.
Elevators and escalators kill 30 and injure about 17,100 people each year in the United States.
Well, that's Darwinism, too, right there. Idiots let their kids sit on escalators.
Yes! And that fucking kid is back on the escalator! But yeah, that's pretty interesting. I mean, the elevator... Elevators, we take elevators for granted here in Vegas. Elevators are everywhere.
Well, yeah, we're all fucking flat here, man. There's nothing two stories. And the only building
Everything on the strip is elevators and stuff like that. I mean,
in an immediate environment.
You know, we think about that. You think about it, you're at the Bellagio, you're stepping in, you got your bucket full of quarters, and then the door shuts on your shoulders, just pins you, and you're like, what the fuck? You can't pull it open, you can't wedge it, these things are... shutting on you.
Fuck, dude.
And you're now all of a sudden you feel the elevator move. That means the cart's moving, your head's still in that door, and that just rips your head off.
He couldn't get out at all.
I don't know. Maybe he panicked. He probably panicked.
Probably.
I'll tell you.
This is some Resident Evil shit, dude.
Yeah, really. This is pure fucking evil.
Resident Evil like the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's one thing. I know for a fact my wife has broken elevator at the Palms. We have a habit. When we're in elevators, we don't like stopping at other floors. Fuck everyone else. So we'll hold the closed button door while we go up. Now, some elevators take that closed button, keep it closed, and they shoot right to the registered floor. They don't stop to pick up any other passengers.
I never knew that.
At that. Now, not a lot of elevators do this, but we found a few, like Texas Station will do that and shit like that. Just keep it closed.
What kind of brand are they? Otis or what?
I don't even remember the brand. I never paid attention. I think they're Otis. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyhow, so, you know, my wife, Michelle, she's sitting there, and she held the button. And the elevator was just don't close. So she, tap, 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 hold. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, the elevator doors just go, shwam! And just slam right in front of us. We're both in the elevator, and the elevators just go, ba-bam! And just shut. And we're like, oh, shit. Doors don't open. Car's not moving. Nothing's happening. We're like, I think we broke this one. Doors then very, 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 very slowly start to open. Just tick, 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 tick. I mean, it takes like a minute to open all the way so we can get the fuck out. At the point that they're about a half of the way open, the elevator alarm buzzer went off. The damage buzzer, you know,
yeah.
I broke. That's all we hear. We can't hear anything else. People are standing on the other side of the elevator just looking like, we fucking didn't do it. You fucking did it. Your fault. You were in the elevator. It broke when you were in the elevator. It's all your fault.
The question is, do you and your wife still do that?
Yeah. Not at the Palms, though. Their elevators will break. And I kid you not, we decided to, okay, you know what? Stairs look great right now. I think stairs look great all the way back up, too. So we go all the way back. We go all the way down. Go in. Watch our movie. Mm-hmm. Have our dinner at Gordino's. Mexican
very
sometimes.
Good.
Michelle loves it. We come back out. We go to the car. As we walk past the elevator, still buzzing, still broken, no maintenance crews touching it.
Fuck.
3 hours. Think about that.
Wow.
Yeah. That was weird.
Has anybody gotten in there since?
Huh?
Did anybody brave it?
I don't think anybody braved it when it's buzzing. I know we if that elevator opens up, we're kind of like going, stairs look good. We still will. It's like, oh, shit. Why don't you get to your SUV story, and then I got a great New York blackout story.
Cool. I own a...
you own? By proxy.
Yeah. I own a... by proxy, nothing. The loan says it. All right. I got a 99 Ford Explorer Sport SUV.
Nice. Two-door.
Two-door.
Because it's the sport.
Yes. That's what makes it... Because I don't like four-door vehicles. Ironically, it's colored rust.
Anyhow,
what happened was the seat busted on it. The seat back went back, and I started looking at this on the internet, and it turned out to be that there was a possible complaint by a lot of other people. Seem to have the same problem. Yada yada yada. Time passes. Blah blah blah. And then it eventually turns out to be a full blown recall. Ford says that it's a defective bolt that holds the seat back in place that can fracture. Not shear, but straight out fracture, causing the seat to unexpectedly recline. Bullshit! It breaks,
and you fly back.
You do.
Oh, real quick for the people out there. No, he did not get rid of the DeLorean. He needed a daily driver,
and it needed to go elsewhere. So I'm back with just the DeLorean. Yeah, I miss my SUV. If you want to know the truth, it's fun as shit.
Yeah, and no, he does. He does still have the DeLorean. Don't. Panic.
Shit, dude.
Claude without a DeLorean, dude. Yeah, okay, that's like Elvis without a sideburns.
Yeah, no.
Oh, wait.
Ironically. Actually, no. If you want proof, ask Trencher what I did last fucking Friday in his garage.
Yeah, trust me. That car was in pieces in a good way.
Yes.
Moving on to the SUV.
So what happens is I eventually go on justauto.com. Absolutely fantastic fucking trade newspaper. They posted the story about 3 days before CNN broke it.
Okay.
Then CNN said, major Ford recall, and it affects 1.7 million Ford vehicles.
What years?
98 to 2001.
Okay.
There's a smaller recall on select models as well. Don't ask me. It doesn't pertain to me because I don't have it with cruise control. where they have problems with cables, where the throttle can lock in the open position.
Nice.
Yeah, and I don't mean like regular, but wide open position.
Shit, turn off the car, you know?
Yeah. So what ended up happening was I told my mom, who is in possession of said vehicle, oh, three or four states away, to go ahead and once I saw the thing, I said, Ford just announced they're going to do a recall, take it in. So she finally gets around to it today.
Okay.
Leaves me a voicemail saying, yeah, I took it to the Ford dealership, and, you know, Joe Cooper Ford, which is a piece of shit right there, was very rude, said that they wouldn't look at the car at all right there because it wasn't a Ford recall. I never heard of it. So I go to look up everything online to find a contact number for Ford, and by accident, I end up contacting Ford Canada.
Hey.
Hey. Yes. Ford. Ford.
A. Ford.
That's what she was fucking calling them. Ford Explorer Sport. Yes, when I talked to the woman. So basically, as I find out, there's the fucking recall right there. Ford doesn't have the parts in. Oh, yes, it gets even better. I call up and they want to know, well, are you sure your vehicle's affected by this? After I go through this long-ass fucking menu system and recorded message, I said, I am absolutely positive. Well, what's your VIN number, sir? I'm like, well, I don't have it. Let me see if I can pull up my insurance papers on it. I'm like, okay, well, let's build a case profile and see, blah, blah, blah. See, here, I got my VIN. Okay, what's your VIN, sir? Read off the VIN number to her. She goes, oh, okay. Now, you said the seat's already broken. I said, yes, the seat has broken. I need this fixed ASAP. She goes, really? Wow. And I can hear hesitant, and all of a sudden, click, click, click. People are, like, monitoring the fucking call.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you describe what happened? I said, yeah. I was at the gas station. I got in. Put the thing in gear, put my foot down on the clutch, my cell phone rang. I pushed down on the floorboard, arched my back to pull my phone out of my pocket, and loud snap, seat fall back. I hit the fucking all the way back like that, laying down. She goes, oh my God. I mean, wow, sir. So, yeah. Yeah, fucking classic. She goes, did you lose control of the vehicle? Were you driving at the time? I said, no, I was not driving. I said, fortunately, I have long legs. Otherwise, the car would have fallen into gear, and I would have been uncontrollably flying in a direction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So Ford's like, yeah, we don't have the repairs out yet. This is when Ford gets technical with me. Ford, this is the official statement from Ford I got. We are aware of this recall, and we do know that while it is a great, the SUV is a great product, I go, cut the shit. I like the SUV. I understand that. I don't say those words. I go, listen, I like it. You don't need to resell me on the vehicle. Just fix it. She goes, okay. She goes, plain truth. This is a voluntary recall we're going to have to do. Unfortunately, somebody at Ford leaked this story too early. So we're behind on our initial order to actually make the new components for the kit, which is not simply a bolt, apparently. It's an entire fucking bracket.
Yeah, they'll have to replace a whole bracket because it, you know, the fracturing and the stressing.
On the bracket. Seat rail. Not the one down below it slides on, but the internal structure rails.
Wait, this just in. Red Rum just reported in the chat rooms. The cops are running through her apartment complex right now. Flush it! Flush it now! Don't get caught. Or stuck.
Okay. I know where she lives, too.
Back to our regularly scheduled topic.
So anyhow, what ends up happening is this right here. I hear all this shit like, yeah, they sprung it early on us, so we didn't have any fucking, we had no fucking clue at all right there. So they go, so it's going to be about 2 weeks before we get it in right there. So I can already hear shit monitoring the background right there. Like, okay, I'll show your what's your current address? I go 32. They go, that's not what I have. I have 24. I go, oh, that's my old address. I'm like, I didn't even own the car when I lived it. I go, I didn't even buy it when I lived there. Like, oh, it's their Ford owner loyalty program. Like, oh, yeah, okay, fine, because I owned one before and registered online. So, like, yes, we already sent out a notice to you, but since you didn't send it to the right address, you wouldn't have gotten it, and you need that to go in. I said, no, I don't need the notice. I said, I don't need an inspection. I need a repair. It's busted. I know it. They go, keep calling your dealership. Find out as soon as they get the thing in.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know which dealership. And I told them. They said, we're going to see if we can do a priority on this one for you because you actually have it. So, get in touch with the dealership where my mom's at. This is what I get back. Really? You actually have one broken? What are the symptoms? Describe the symptoms over again. Wow. I've heard that this is a problem, but never actually saw it. Yeah, that does me a lot of good, Chief. So, fix the goddamn seat. This is what I hear. As it goes even further. Okay, the only reason I know about this recall is because when CNN reported it, I got 50 fucking calls from people alone in one day that wanted to know if their car was affected. Okay? But you're the only person that's actually not only happened to, we know... yeah, that it happened for a fact because you described the symptoms. Then I found out how the recall got instigated. Ford doesn't like to repair shit.
No, they don't. They will hold out and sue until they don't have to touch it anymore.
Right. Namely, the radios on Explorers constantly kill their displays.
Mm-hmm. And also the tire issue.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what happened was Chrysler, of all people, had a voluntary recall on a select few number of vehicles.
Why?
Don't know what the fuck it was for, but it was for a bolt that was not properly tensile steel. Chrysler looked at it and said, Jesus, we need to go ahead and repair the vehicles that are already out before we continue production on this, and we need to get this out for our new vehicles coming out as well. Don't know what it was for. Wasn't for a seat.
Was it the same bolt?
The exact same fucking bolt. So Ford found out and said, what do you mean it's not tensiled enough? Then they started taking the reports of a couple of crashes seriously because of this. People driving, leaning back, and the fucking go all the way back, and then one guy hit a tree. Broke a fucking leg.
Mm, and that was the SUV for Ford that they started taking the accidents in.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Ford, apparently, yeah. Defective bolt from Chrysler. Chrysler says, hey, maybe you want to take a look at this.
Yeah, what, not defective bolt from Chrysler, defective bolt from
the parts manufacturer
supplier
that Chrysler uses as well. Mm-hmm. But Chrysler caught this before it became major, before many cars left the production line.
Well, makes you wonder, though, was the bolt in something more serious for symptom, you know, the systems of the car, you know? Maybe it was a bolt that was holding something in the engine compartment.
1.7 million Ford Explorers. And amazingly enough, I don't know if I'm getting lied to or not, but I seem to be the only person that's actually had that problem. I doubt it.
Highly. You may be in those that small area.
God.
But, you know, that's just entertaining.
Yeah.
So you got that.
I want my seat fixed. I want my fucking Explorer back.
There you go. Moving on. Since this is the pretty much lots of news, you know.
Oh, yes.
During the blackout, and this is great, while a citizen-directed traffic at an intersection...
Wait, at Red Rum, I thought your husband was white. What are you talking about? Moving to all-white neighborhood.
Ow.
What difference does it make?
Ow.
That's a racist statement.
Yeah, but it's good racist. I'll take it. I'm kidding.
Uh-huh. Cracker.
While a citizen was directing traffic, I kid you not, a New York traffic cop is issuing citations down the block, watching the citizen direct traffic. Issuing traffic parking tickets to cars during the blackout.
That were stuck.
That were just, they couldn't go anywhere.
They're stuck.
They were stuck. They couldn't go
anywhere. Total gridlock.
Exactly. While a citizen down the block, and the photo from, this is actually on, oh my God, New York Post. It shows the, they took a photo of the guy, this person writing the tickets, while a guy was down at the intersection directing traffic, and you could see both in the same frame, in within eye shot of each other.
To protect and serve, huh?
To protect and serve.
Fucking lazy.
While some city workers struggled to protect New Yorkers in the midst of a blackout, city traffic management wrote summonses, even as private citizens directed traffic at busy intersections yards away. About a half hour into Thursday's power outage, Dr. Robert Richer and two other New Yorkers took it upon themselves to ease the traffic jam at West 79th Street and Amsterdam Avenue. Then, 15 minutes later, an NYPD traffic enforcement car rolled up. But instead of directing traffic, the agent tagged a pair of cars on West 79th Street. When I saw the flashing lights and the cars pull up, I said, oh, relief is here. And then they got out of the car and started writing tickets. After they finished writing the tickets, they drove away. I couldn't believe this. I was just amazed, said Richter.
That's great PR.
At least 10 onlookers implored the agent not to write the citations on the car, witness said. But the stone-faced summons man said nothing, wrote the tickets, and drove off.
You know what, dude? That son of a bitch is lucky, dude. That cop is.
No kidding.
Middle of a power outage, man. Shit is fucking falling apart, and he's writing tickets. Look at him fucking lynch his ass.
No shit. Richter wound up directing traffic enforcement car through the intersection. Maybe it's not in their job description, but common sense said they would stop and direct traffic and not be writing tickets for guys who are parked overtime at meters. Richter, 70, it's a 7-year-old guy doing this, was on his way home when he came upon the traffic snarl. I've been through the other two blackouts, and it wasn't pleasant. He said, I saw the gridlock at the intersection and said, someone's got to do something about this. Why not me? New York citizen right there. And I got to say, that's some of the better parts of it. You know, Vegas, they'd all just kind of sit and look at you.
You're fucking California
cattle
here.
But they, the New Yorkers, you know, they, he said, you know what? I live here. I'm going to help. He teamed up with a woman and a teenager to clear the entanglement. The three of us combined to keep traffic moving for about 45 minutes until someone spelled me. In other words, I think he... I don't understand.
I get expelled.
Okay, that's another typo.
Maybe that's
what I was getting tired of waving my arms. But a picture showing the agent writing the summons with Richter directing traffic in the background was worth considerably less than 1,000 words to a police department spokesman. The spokesman said the department would not comment unless they saw a copy of the summons. He also declined to check whether any summonses were issued after the blackout began.
What a fucking lazy piece of shit.
So that is entertaining. If someone actually got a ticket during that time, let them know, because that's insane.
Yeah, this goes out to all the people listening in the New York metropolitan area right now.
No shit. We feel sorry for you. We thought L.A. had some issues. Granted, the New York one isn't as bad as the L.A. one's
issues,
but still. All right, I think I'm going to go ahead and make our big announcement for next week.
Next week, Spankwagon will be live from Kushimbo's in Los Angeles on Wilshire Boulevard.
That wasn't quite what I was going to say.
Psych!
Psych! Just kidding!
Actually, we're going to have a Spankwagon guest come in here, and they're going to have sex on the floor.
Nope, it's not that one either.
Your neighbor next door?
Which way?
The Gru.
No, not the Gru. No,
oh,
not the
I'm 8 years old. I can tick on a cock like anybody.
Not the Gru. Shut up. Do you want to tell them what we're really doing next week?
Next week? Well, if it is what I think it is, we're moving.
Where are we moving to?
A new time!
And a new day!
Right!
What day is that, Claude?
Friday!
We are doing what has been requested.
Right.
We're moving the show to Friday. Spankwagon Radio next week will be on Friday night. Now, of course, you realize I have to log in Thursday night to tell everybody it's Friday. But let me tell you the even better part about the Friday. Now, I know Red Rum...
It's not Friday night. It's Friday evening.
It's Friday evening. It's earlier. It's more convenient for a lot of our listeners. Red Rum, we're sorry. You did get voted off the island. You are the weakest link. Anyhow, the new time for the show will be Pacific time, 5 o'clock. I know it seems early. I know it seems very early.
Mm-hmm.
But...
My opinion, I think it's a little too early even.
But you know what? We're going to have a little more leeway maybe down the road that'll actually tell us, hey, you know what?
And more than likely as well, in addition, it's going to be Studio B.
Yeah, it's going to be Studio B next week on Friday.
Means I got to clean my apartment, get everything ready for guests, and roll a
truck.
Buy
the hardware.
Yeah, I got to roll a truck for my fucking cable modem levels.
Yeah, really. So just wanted to let everyone know. Next week, Spankwagon will be Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that means, you know, all of you on the West Coast? Ooh, 1 to
Ooh,
10.
When did this happen?
Interesting. That means even if we did do something, you couldn't listen.
Fuck, man. Well, you know what?
Sorry,
she's got the computers that work with the sound cards.
You know what? We'll just have to get that shit working. Moving on, though, next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m., I don't know, fucking making shit up here, 8 p.m. East Coast. We're going to be available for everyone, give you a little bit better time, and it's early enough, so once Spankwagon's done in your time, go the fuck out and have some fun. Like next week, we'll be at the track.
Right. And what we'll probably end up doing is for Spankwagon right here, if you like the show and you want to get together with us right here during a planning session, or you just want to hang out with your favorite celebrities, right on. We so rock.
Yeah.
We'll probably end up setting up something, too, where we may go out and we may do one of Spankwagon's infamous power dinners. It's not as fun as when you show up to Green Valley Ranch in the middle of the night, but still, yeah.
Not as entertaining. You might actually join us for some of our power dinners and our power lunches in the evening.
You really
I guess you
contribute.
Could call it power midnight snacking, or You will finally get to experience...
It'll be like a live message board.
You'll finally get to experience Spankwagon in an earlier time, which means, hey, if you're local, join us.
Yeah.
Also, folks, next week, I don't know about Studio B. We'll hold off on that yet.
It's a good chance.
Very good chance, Studio B. Nonetheless, though, it's all the same for you guys on your end.
Yeah.
Just tune in live. If we're not live, we're in the archive. But Friday, pass it on. If you're hearing this from the archives, remember, today's date is the 21st of August, 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Anything after that date will be Friday, unless... Otherwise noticed on the site.
We must leave legal loopholes.
Yes. Hey, you know what? It's all good.
Yeah.
So really, what we're going to do right now is, you know what? I'm going to go and I know.
Wait
it's
a minute, Red Rum. You want 1 to 10 p.m. for your shift bid? Fucking rock on! I heard you 1 to 6 to 3. I was worried you're going to try to take my shift.
We won't go into that. I got to talk to you about that later. You have been listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at the infamous spankwagon.vftp.net.
I want to say mad props out there to VFTP himself, Virtual One, for hosting our website, our
mad
humble
props,
website.
Of course.
Mad props to Whitey for providing us with message boards. That got a humorous chuckle out of a lot of people today. I was on the boards, and someone saw his picture at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and they laughed their ass off. They said, "What's the site about?" And I said, "The site is about the most vulgar stuff you can imagine." And they're like, "I don't get it." And I go, "How sensitive are you to bad words?" She goes, "I've said it all. I've probably done it all." And I said, "What if I said, come craving gutter slut?" She goes, "That's funny." This is an older lady.
Which one? Is it the Hispanic one?
Yep.
So I thought.
And so she was like, "Cool. We're famous, folks." Also, mad props to Claude for showing up on time today. Really was rather nice.
You were late, man, actually.
I was late today.
You were in some domestic violence. You were slapping your wife.
Yeah, say that one again. Thank you. Oh, yeah. No, we were just arguing about tomorrow and getting computers and schools set up. No fucking domestic violence.
I go walk out to my car. The fucking cops are coming in here to arrest you.
Jesus Christ. No, I don't think that. I don't think that'll ever happen because.
Dude, it's a fucking joke. Relax.
No,
man.
I get paranoid about those jokes because her and I do yell and scream at each other.
Fine. All right. For the record, Trench does not slap his wife or physically attack her in any way that I am currently aware of.
Yeah, but I get attacked. I'm a little pussy. Moving on. Yeah. We're wrapping it up.
You're gonna get bobbited.
No. No. Because the safety razor doesn't come out of the thing as fast as a bobbit would take.
Fuck yeah.
Anyhow, moving on.
Last time your wife got that fucking shitty box cutter ears open right there, you...
I would have been woken up and jumped out the window.
Mark, open this for me, okay, thanks. Go back to bed.
Like, how can I sleep now?
Moving on, though, folks. Wrapping it up, I should say, again. God damn it, they did it three times in a row. I'm tired tonight.
Phone hungry cum sluts.
Well, I know what you did when you lived in Vegas. That was that phone bill. Escort service, non-agency, right on.
Yeah.
Next week, Friday, Spankwagon Radio. Thank you very much for listening in. If you're on the archive, thank you very much for tolerating us. I hope you didn't fast forward through this like a bad porno.
Yes.
Have a good night.
And like I say, next Friday, you better not have token rings falling into Ethernet.
We are doing this for you. We are changing our schedule, our time, our weekends.
We will come and pull your ass out of the toilet if necessary.
If necessary, we will be your life preserver.
We'll grab both arms, pull, and your ass will just go shibboom.
Friday, folks, 5 p.m. Pacific.
Be there.
Surprise, I fell in my face. Shut my eyes, I thought it was fun. Grabbed me as fast as I could, and that's why you left me behind. Sometimes I'm too dead. Sometimes I'm too dead. Sometimes I'm too dead. Desperate, I lifted the skies. Full of a sign I thought you owed. In my doubt and arrogance, I looked for a magic show. Looking for an immense miracle. When the real ones jam me in the face, but you keep on loving me. Is a miracle of grace. Sometimes I'm too bad. Sometimes I'm too bad. Sometimes I'm too bad. Lord, forgive me for a foolish pride. Please take back the steering wheel. I know I won't make it on my own. No matter how confident I feel, help me the next time once again. Good enough to fly so low. Yeah, I know that time will come. Yeah, 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 I know. Sometimes I'm too bad. Sometimes I'm too bad. Sometimes I'm too bad. Sometimes I'm too bad.
all alone. Come at the grand light, making a sound. The smell of death is all around. And at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. To the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. Molders and fangs, they're picking up bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries for whom they ain't right. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. My life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Victor is green and flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close then you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life. I'm beginning.
Hey, Claude.
Yeah.
Right now, we're recording this ad.
Right.
For Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. Now,
right.
We're playing this in the middle of our show.
Right.
So why don't we go ahead and just either, what would you rather do? Would you rather reminisce about our own show for a little bit in this ad? Let's reminisce.
Sure, sure.
That was funny. What we just did before this break was fucking hilarious.
That was fucking great, dude.
And I'm glad to see those people in the chat room.
Me too, man. Yeah. Yeah, mad props to everybody.
Yeah, hey, grab the clicker liquor pop,
yeah,
third hole
here
over.
You go, yeah. Third hole over, mad props. That's fucking great, man, you know, yeah.
I wonder if we're going to be this funny after this break for Spankwagon Radio.
Well, you know, it depends, man, you know. But, you know, I mean,
Yeah, we are, actually.
Damn, we're great, man. You know what's going to happen, man?
Hey, real quick. We better get playing the next song.
Oh, yeah.
So,
for everybody listening, we're going to come back from break.